Hello and welcome to our special podcast for the U.S. election, Race for the White House. I have with me today Judge Ravi Sandal, the first ever district judge in Texas of South Asian descent. Thank you, Ravi, for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Ravi, with issues around immigrants important for people of color this time, the question of their political representation is now also being talked about. It's at the moment woefully limited. Would you say that this needs to increase?
Yeah, I think, you know, we definitely have a problem with people of color not being represented both in Congress and in state legislatures. And I think as you've seen since 2000, and definitely since the election of Obama, you've had more and more people of color getting involved. And definitely you've got immigrant communities that are getting involved as well. Here in Texas, we've got Sharon Presicole Kearney, who is running for Congress and has a fairly good chance of winning his seat in the 22nd Congressional District. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of it happen. And I think as we go into the future and the U.S. becomes more diverse, you're going to see more and more immigrant communities and people of color being elected.
Mm. But that also brings us to the question, Ravi, of voter apathy. Many people I've spoken to believe that a section of especially Indian Americans don't vote. Does that need to change in tandem?
Yes, of course. I mean, I think more than ever, we are unbelievably engaged in this election. If you've been paying any attention to the U.S. election, we've had 78 million people vote already as of today, and that constitutes more than 50 or 60% of the total that was voted in 2016. And they think that this election will be at least 8 to 10 million more votes than we had in 2016 in the whole country. If you look at where I'm from, Texas, we've already hit about 60 to 70% of our 2016 numbers, and we're going to surpass them by tomorrow. And then we will have the biggest election ever in the U.S., in 2020.
Okay. And do you believe that Kamala Harris running for VP has been able to galvanize votes?
Yes. I mean, the South Asian community is so widely engaged because of Senator Harris's candidacy this time. I think she is definitely hitting different angles in different groups of people. As a well-qualified African-American and Indo-American female, she definitely has a toehold in those communities, and she is unbelievably popular. I know she'll be in Houston tomorrow, and the tickets for that event went within 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, it's very difficult to get a seat anywhere Senator Harris is nowadays.
But, Ravi, can that change things on the ground? Can it change outcomes? Because Texas is a red state. Can, for instance, a state like Texas change color?
Yes, I think, you know, the galvanized support that Senator Harris has is definitely going to help change the state. And so we're fighting on many different levels here, right? We're fighting on a statewide level, and we're also fighting on a federal level. And with Senator Harris on the ticket, I think you're going to see many districts in and around the Houston area, in and around the Dallas area, that have a huge population of Asians. They're coming out. They're coming out in droves like they've never come out before. And I think as we've become a bigger population and we become more engaged in voting, I think we really have a shot in turning Texas blue this time. It's a very, very close race. I don't think anyone should take anything for granted. And so it's important that everyone has their vote counted. And I'm on a bunch of WhatsApp lists right now, and we're reaching out to 2 to 3 congressional districts to make sure that every DC votes.
Mm. What about inspiring women of South Asian descent? Has Kamala Harris been able to do that? Do you think many more women of South Asian descent would want to take the political plunge in the future?
More and more women of South Asian descent are becoming involved in American politics. I think Senator Harris is the very tip of the iceberg, but as you've seen all over the country, and even here in Texas, we've got South Asian women being elected left and right. My suite mate, Judge Rovia Collier, is a South Asian woman. There's a woman in Fort Bend County who's elected. There are women not only involved in elected politics, but there's Minnie Roger, who's very involved in national politics. Neera Tanden, who's of the American Progressive Forum. I mean, we have South Asians involved in all levels of politics here. And as we progress, and if Senator Harris is elected this cycle, I think you're going to have more and more women running for elected office that are of South Asian origin.
But coming back to issues, I started off with the issue of immigrants, related to immigrants. Now, how are Democrats likely to change some of the policies if they manage to come to power, which are related to immigrants, some of them which have made people of color extremely uncomfortable in the United States?
You know, and I can't agree with you more. I think, you know, from the outset, this administration has set up a place where immigrants weren't welcome, first with the Muslim ban, and then with the separation of children and parents, and then with the changes in asylum laws we've seen in the U.S. I think if you have a change in administration, you're going to have a more humane way of dealing with this. I can almost guarantee that you're not going to have a ban based on religion coming into this country like you had with the Trump administration. And I think you're going to find a more gentler and a more peaceful way of dealing with the asylum issues and immigration issues. I think your H-1B laws will change, or at least the executive memorandum around them. And I know in the States, in the civil basic community, H-1B visas are a big, big deal. And with the change under the Trump administration, it's caused a lot of heartache for families. And I think a Biden administration would view it a little bit differently than what we've seen in the last 4 years.
And closely linked to this issue is the perception that has also been created over the last few years, Ravi, that of immigrants robbing the jobs of Americans. Do you think that with policy, perception can also change?
I think so. I think, first of all, that perception is limited to a very few amount of people. It's a meme that is run by one political party. In a city like I'm in Houston, Texas, where we're the most diverse urban community in the entire country, we welcome the different diverse ethnic perspectives that we see. It enhances the flavor and just strengthens our community. So I don't think immigrants taking jobs is something that most Americans think is accurate. I think what most Americans think is that immigrants, you know, help build a stronger community. I mean, and you know, for America, we're a land of immigrants. I mean, very few of us originally belong to this land. And so I think most Americans welcome immigrants with open arms.
My final question is with regards to the other issue, I think, which is top of the voters' mind as far as our reading here in India is concerned, and that is the COVID-19 pandemic and the management of it in America. You think that is influencing voter choice this time?
I think definitely. I think, you know, we're seeing the third spike here in the U.S. as these elections are going on. I mean, Wisconsin seeing huge spikes, Pennsylvania seeing huge spikes. Even in Texas, we had one of our largest counties have a stay-at-home order for 2 weeks. So I think it's definitely impacting the way that people are seeing the election. And, you know, we're 7 months into this, and I know that India is not any different. I mean, you would hope that we would have gotten to a place where people could have some normalcy. And I think people are going to be, you know, in our country are going to be fighting for health care with the view towards the effects of the pandemic. It's been tragic. More than 225,000 lives lost in America, more than 9 million infections. So, I mean, we live it every day, and currently we're in the middle of our third wave, and it's, you know, we've got many states and communities that are, you know, have shelter-in-place orders, that ICUs are being overrun. So I don't think you can avoid having the pandemic front of mind during this election.
Judge Ravi Sandal, many thanks for speaking with us here on this podcast.
No, I appreciate it, and thank you very much, and best of luck, and be well and be safe.